Okay, now on our schedule is item number two, open public input. We have one person who signed up, and that's Joe Verdos. Would you please come forward? I think you know the commission rules. We've seen you and heard from you before. Welcome. When you hear the beeping, that means your 3 minutes is up.
Good morning, commission. I'll try and be civil again, although I don't feel very civil, frankly. Worst curse I could actually give on you guys is that you could feel the pain we felt in the last 3-4 weeks. There's a bunch of depressed guys out there. There's a lot of guys reevaluating their economic circumstances. You know, it's the real life. I've had a talk with my wife. Okay, what are we going to do to fill this gap? Other guys, well, I guess we're not going to buy that house. That's the reality. I'm sorry to bring it to you. I'd also ask some of you to stop misrepresenting the fact that we haven't been harmed. I've heard back from several groups that they said, oh, yeah, we talked to commissioners. They said, you guys haven't been harmed. They make $70,000 a year. No, that's not true. I grossed $70,000 last year. But my profit out of that, without counting my wages, or any wages for that matter, wasn't that much. And next year, it'll be probably at the level I can probably apply for food stamps and, you know, free lunches for the kids. So that's the reality. I'm really disappointed with you guys, obviously. Last time I kind of gone out back with you and started with the biggest and gone down to the smallest and seen how far I could have got through, but that would probably have been therapeutically better than actually just sitting on the anger. I've got a graph here. I'd like to give them all out to you, but this is the percentages. I don't know if you can see them, but I know I probably can't hand them out. But this is the percentages from the last 15 years. Red is the recreational, blue is the commercial. You'll see the gradual climb up of the commercial, gradual decline of the recreational, but never quite getting down to the blue. And then next year, a huge gap. 30-70 gap. That's going to mean a lot. That's going to be harmful, and we're going to be struggling. We started as a fishery in 2001, not in the 1995 or before, pre-Rafiti. We came out of emerging fisheries in 2001. Council, the commission, and the Department of Fish and Wildlife set up a circumstances where at that point we were about 39%. We expected to get reset back to that. We saw no problem with that, but you chose to be punitive in your judicious movement, and it hurts. What I think it comes down to is that you understand your community, but you don't understand my community. You don't see us as a community. You don't see us in our community. You don't see what we contribute to our community. And you probably started with crab, you got the Columbia River fishermen coming up next, but you're systematically destroying a way of life and a group of people. Guess I have to come back next month.
Thank you. That concludes the open public input portion of the morning agenda.